Before the Arab Spring, Tunisia was considered one of the Arab world's most secular countries. But that secularism was, in many ways, enforced with an iron fist. Under the previous authoritarian regime, religious expressions in public were illegal. Women faced arrest if they wore a veil on the street. Men with beards faced harassment. Now, Tunisia's practicing Muslims have begun asserting themselves on the streets, in politics, and in the media. That sparked confrontations with Tunisians who feel that the secular nature of their society is in danger. Reporter Ben Gilbert has more.
After Zine El Abidine Ben Ali's regime fell earlier this year, the new government assumed ownership of a religious radio station previously owned by a relative of the former dictator. The government selected Iqbal Garbi to manage the station, called Zaytuna Radio. She hoped to inject a bit more professionalism into the station's offices.
Zaytuna Radio is in a transitional moment. It was a private radio, and now it became governmental. And the government has the right to watch over it and see what's going on in there.
The appointment did not go over well at the station. Garbi is no stranger to controversy. As a professor of anthropology with a PhD from the Sorbonne, she's penned provocative essays on the role of women in Muslim societies and on feminism and Islam. But even by those standards, what happened at Zaytuna was unique. The staff went on strike, and for days, a recording of the Quran played in place of the usual programming. There are three on-air preachers who usually give programs during the day, talking morality, ethics, and other religious matters. Ahmed Sili is one of them. We are having a protest because this manager was appointed, Sili says. She's a woman and she's a professor of psychology, but not in religion, so she can't be the manager of this radio station. Zaytuna Radio is focused only on the Quran and religion. Sili says that Garbi didn't just lack the right qualifications for running an Islamic radio station, but she was also rude. He says she came into the station 2 months after she was appointed, then immediately demanded the biggest office in the building. It was occupied at the time by the station's most popular on-air personality, a preacher known as Sheikh Mohammed Meshfer. Sheikh Mohammed says this was just one of many of Garbi's disrespectful actions. It was humiliating, Sheikh Mohammed says. This is not normal for someone who graduated from the Sorbonne. I've been here these past 10 months working to try to fix the radio station, trying to get people to work here as a team, and she comes in here and humiliates me. Garbi admits she could have handled some things better, but she maintains the real reason the staff rejects her is her gender. Zaytuna staffers dispute this and say the real disagreement is religious versus secular ideology. Garbi says it's the same thing.
We're in a fight between two kind of people. Those who are looking to Quran and religion as modern, they see it by modern eye. Those who are a lot more conservative, and they are against women in general.
The staff at Zaytuna have never been raging extremists. The fact that they were allowed on the air at all under Ben Ali is testimony to their moderation. But another university professor with a modern approach to Islamic studies, Amal Grami of Manuba University, says the dispute at Zaytuna is indicative of how Tunisia's Islamists are asserting their power in the streets and at the universities.
In some universities nowadays we have this type of aspect of conflict because many students from Salafist groups or Islamist groups, they refuse to have, for example, unveiled women teaching Islam or comparative religion. They refuse even to know some religious texts from Judaism or Christianity, etc. So they are trying to impose a new subject. And this is, I think, the big challenge for our institution, educational institution.
Challenge is putting it mildly. On exam day in late November, Islamist students shut Manuba University down. They demanded the right for women to wear the niqab, a type of dress that covers the entire body, including the face, and to also have a prayer room at the university. This YouTube video, allegedly from the protest, shows Islamist students chanting from behind the locked gates of the university as other students look on from outside. Garbi says the Islamists' newfound aggression and sensitivity is a result of Ben Ali's repressive policies.
This is the result of the oppression under Ben Ali. Normally, we don't have to marginalize those Islamists. We need to accept them and to know how to manage everyone, to deal with everyone. Otherwise, this will be a dictatorship again, and we don't want that.
Garbi says she won't back down. She's still locked in the battle with the Zaytuna radio station staff over her management position. Zaytuna staffers would still like the newly elected government to appoint another boss. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.